I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! So I'm in the bank lineup, which I know is a rare thing these days.
Wait, nobody goes this into is a segment lineup. One. Aren't you going to just...
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Jillian.
Not me, the listeners.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Okay. Let's say Manus here.
This is Manus here.
Yeah. So I was in the bank.
Hang on.
Pick up from there.
And anyways, which I was going to say is a rare occasion because most of us don't go into banks anymore. You might, oh. You might because you're rich. You
have no, to go I in never go into the bank.
Sit in your
you do it on your phone.
Deposit box. Yes, do it on your phone.
Now, or transfer.
Do you ever just roll around on money on a bed, like lay money out on your bed and just roll around in it like this?
Who hasn't?
I always remember
I
one time.
Done that. Why?
I always remember one time when we were little kids and my mom and dad were hosting a curling banquet.
And what's a curling banquet?
Curling. You know what curling is?
When you do bicep curls?
Wow. Wow. Never mind.
Jake?
It's the ice thing where you throw it and you push a broom in
Canada's
front of it.
One of Canada's second national sports.
Like that heavy
hockey.
Weight you slide on the ice.
Hurry hard! Hurry hard!
You
Olympic sport, and then like you're.
It's an Olympic sport with a broom?
There's people skating
oh,
and they're like.
Oh, you know what it is.
All my life, I don't know what it is.
They're like making patterns in the ice with the broom to slow it down or speed it up.
No, it's you're using the broom
to
speed it up.
Oh.
It's a they do it in Minnesota.
I don't think anyone knows
what
this is.
You need to slow it down either by going.
Hold on.
Northern. Oh my God.
Hold on.
Who are you calling?
Heidi is a Kinecophile. It likes Canadians. It'll know. If she doesn't.
Hello?
Honey.
Yeah.
What's curling?
Curling? Like the sport?
How do,
how do
you know that?
Hallelujah.
It's an Olympic sport. It's like a big thing because it's so silly.
Oh. Heidi, stab my heart.
It's so silly?
I mean, it looks pretty silly.
Yeah, it's a great...
Like, I personally don't think it should be an Olympic sport, but does Janice do it?
I was raised with curling. It's a great sport. Jillian just didn't think that you would know what it is.
Well...
But you did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heidi.
Because it's so silly, huh?
This isn't even part of my story, the curling.
All right. I love you. Goodbye.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Why did we get on curling?
You. Your parents had a curling thing.
Oh, yeah, the money.
The bank.
Anyway.
Went to the bank.
And they had to hold the money from the curling bank.
Is that Manus's water, by the way?
No.
No, it was just here, but anyone could have it.
And then they brought the money home from the curling banquet. And anyway, they had all these $5 and $10 bills.
Yeah.
And as kids, we never saw that kind of money.
Yeah.
And we threw it up in the air and rolled in it.
Okay. So you went to the bank.
You went to the bank. Anyway, and so there's a father and his son.
Okay.
Waiting. The father.
Father.
Was on his phone the entire time, right?
Okay.
Doing this, blah, 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 blah. And the kid... is like trying to get his attention. The kid's like, you know, not being bad, just being a kid, like, you know, swinging on the thing and trying to show how strong he was. And the dad would not look up from his phone. And this kid is just like, just begging just to be noticed. I was so angry. I said, for God's sake, look at your kid. So I did a little bit of research about...
Yeah.
What this is doing to kids. They did studies from San Francisco. They did, like, anyway, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you the study?
Yeah.
Okay. The study effect of smartphones. This is, anyway, they say.
Yeah.
Her colleagues went undercover in fast food restaurants.
Okay.
So the observers recorded the behavior of both the adults and the children.
Got it.
And how frequently the adults use their smartphones.
Okay.
And the data showed that one child reached over in an attempt to lift his mother's face while she was looking at her tablet. Nothing. Wouldn't do anything. Another mother
kicked...
The mother wouldn't look up. Another mother kicked her child under the table in response to the child's various attempts to get her attention.
Come on.
Yes. A father responded in a curt and irritated tones to the child trying to get his attention. And they're saying that this is for Seattle Children's Hospital. They're saying it's... Well, anyway, it isn't fair to them that it could change the nature of your relationship with your kid if they don't feel they are getting, they're feeling not as important as the device.
You know what's interesting about that is that part of the reason, like when the kids don't have school and I know I have to work and I'm like, get them out of the house. But then there's two reasons for that. One, it's like impossible to work when they're home. And B, I don't want to ignore them and I need to. So it's like, you know, they had 2 weeks off for spring break, but it timed out weird and there was no camp. And so Heidi took them to her parents' house for a week because I'm like, baby, I'm not on spring break. I'm working. Like it doesn't work that way. And then they're like, mama. And the thing is, kids don't ever stop doing that. That's where this is a double-edged sword. Like they literally, like we're trying to work on getting them to play by themselves and like not need us to constantly like watch this handstand, watch this backflip, watch this somersault, watch me dance, watch me sing, watch me fire this, watch me do this. And they need that and they try to dominate you with it. So part of it is a double-edged sword, right? But if you're doing it all the time or you're at dinner or it's not... So for me, I'm like, these are my work hours. I start after they leave for school, which is about 8 a.m. Right? I start my work at 8 a.m. I'm not allowed to be on my phone before 8 a.m. And then I stop when they get home, which is about 4:00. and I don't get back on. But sometimes you have to, right? If there's an extenuating circumstance.
You're in a restaurant eating with your
family. No, you're right. I'm not allowed to be on the phone. Heidi doesn't allow me to be on the phone. And thus, there's something like going on where I'm like, babe, I have to deal with this right now. And then she'll, you know, she'll let me. But it's my friend's kids. Like literally my friend Andy the other day was trying to answer an email and her baby Pearl was like, no cell phone, and like smashed it out of her hand. Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's a fine line of like, what's too much. I agree with you.
They're just saying kids learn by watching and participating. And if parents aren't engaging with them,
I agree with
the
you.
Young ones could start to lose their social role models. And
yeah,
and I'm not
I
a
think
parent,
you're right.
But it's when.
I think you're right.
Anyway.
No, you're right. And the thing of it is that I think it does make them more crazy, right? Like they're like trying to get your attention, so they're doing all this stuff. But that's why I literally am like, you got to take them out of the house because I don't want to ignore them.
Yeah. But you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing in saying there has to be a no phone time.
Yeah. Heidi's like, no at dinner, no at breakfast, no at the, and then, you know, unless there's something like some sort of disaster, which, you know, going on where I have to deal with it. And then she's like, I'm just going to take them to dinner. So it's like, she tries not to put me in a position. I try not to put myself in a position where I have to ignore them. Like it's much better for me to have them in gymnastics camp and I can get my work done than them being home like, mama, 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 mama. And I have 100 emails and I'm annoyed. And it's like, and then part of me, I'm like, it's a work day. Like someone has to pay the bills around here. Like you got to have that balance, I think. The balance is key. And that's where for us, it's like, all right, these are my hours. I'm allowed to work unless there's an emergency. And if they're home from school, like she tries to get them in activities. Unless I don't have something. Like if I have a light week, then it's like, all right, I have a light week and, you know, we'll go for a trail ride. We'll do this. We'll do that. But if it's a lot of work.
Yeah. I don't know.
I get it. You're right.
It broke my heart. This little guffer was just trying so hard and it just broke my heart to see him.
You're not at all wrong. And I think that it's, you definitely see kids that don't interact well with people nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, they don't say hello. They don't say goodbye. They don't know how to engage. And, you know, like with our kids, I am, oh my God, I'm a monster about that. I'm like, you will say hello. You will say goodbye. You will acknowledge the person when they walk in the room. You will ask them when, you know, like Lou, there's a lady that's been doing her hair for, you know, since she came home. So obviously like 5 years now. And, you know, it takes a long time to do Lou's hair. So sometimes we let her have her iPad and, you know, but she doesn't get her iPad until she asks 5 questions. How are you? How's your family? How's the business? Mm-hmm. How's the dance studio? How's this? How's that? You know, how's your husband? And, you know, we make her kind of go through all of the.
That's cool.
And I just think it's really, you're right. Your role modeling is really important. Please, thank you. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I think this brings up a.
Oh, Nicole's going to win.
I think it brings up an actual bigger conversation about how social media, electronics in general, are really making an impact on your emotional sensitivity.
Oh.
Because I can talk to some friends and it's like, huh, that was funny. Whereas I have the same conversation with them via text and it's LOL, LMAO, oh my God, that was so great. But it's just like you can't express it personally anymore. And I remember as a child, my parents were so much, like they were very, very much invested. If it was funny, they would laugh out loud.
Right.
Like actually laugh out loud. And I feel like we're not just children, but I feel like everyone in general is losing that because everything is done via screen.
Yeah, good point. It's very true.
Oh, well, this is bleak.
This is reality.
Well, you know what I say? I say, get off of your devices, unless, of course, you're working out with my app.
Oh, my God.
We're just recording. I just opened this email and it's like, I hate that people send me gay shit all the time. Hey, we're doing this gay party. Hey, we're doing this gay pride thing. Hey, can you host a gay dinner? Like, it's really offensive. Stop doing that. It's so offensive. And you know what pisses me off? You hetero people don't even know how offensive that is. I can't imagine saying to my black friend,
hey, or, you know, one of my black friends, hey, it's Black History Month. Can I have you on the podcast? That's what it is. That's what it is. Like, I'll never forget when the Obama administration, like, they turned me down for the president's council, right? They bitched and complained when Bob and I were on at Biggest Loser at the White House. Like, we got a call from Michelle Obama's office that they didn't like that we swore or something on the episode. And I, honest to God, remember going, you have nothing better to do? Really? You know, like, every health initiative, turned down, let's move, turned down, all that stuff. Cut to when they needed someone to host a gay fundraiser in Los Angeles, I got the call. And I was like, yeah, no, pass. No.
It happens all the time.
I get it all the time.
You told Obama no?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Up until Trump, I actually was not a fan of his. I thought he was full of shit. Oh, we're going to label those GMOs. Well, no, not now that I took money from lobbyists. I'm not a fan of his. I'm not. Michelle Obama, I'm not running for office. Yeah, you are. You just bought 13.5 million fake followers in 2 weeks. Mark my words. And believe me, when she runs, I will vote for her because I think she's going to be a great politician. I really do. But I didn't love the Obamas. I didn't. I was like, there were a lot of things I was very disappointed in about their campaign. I loved them when they got into office. And then I felt like all these promises that had been made, you know, especially with, at least with regard to like food policy and this, that, the other, were reneged upon because they took money from lobbyists. But, you know, whatever, doesn't matter. Now that I look at our current president, yes, I miss Obama like nobody's business. I have glorified that whole, but like, I get that all the time. So like, I just went into a meeting with this company, right? And it was like, oh, we were talking about various stuff that we could do and this and that. And they respond to me with, hey, we're hosting this gay parade. You want to be a part of that? What is that? I get it all the time.
We do. You know, I host a show at home with Corey, and we're both openly gay.
Almost.
And our news guy does the same thing. The guy that will come in and there'll be stuff on our desk.
Ugh.
Two gay people, blah, blah, blah. Any story, two gay people this, gay people that. And it's like, do straight people not know how to talk about a gay issue? Like, it's like, I found it offensive. Finally, I just started putting them back. You know what I started doing? Because he's a redhead. Like, I started finding stories on redheads and putting them on his desk.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah,
good.
It's like enough. And I would just, for like a week straight, anytime I find a redheaded story, I'd stick it on his desk. Could it be about nothing?
I love it.
But it's like,
yeah,
and it's true.
It's so rude. And you don't hear from them until there's a gay thing. I'm like, what did you even like?
It's such a weird double-edged sword. It's like, yeah, you get it. As a gay person, you understand.
Hey,
yes, probably
we're
doing
a gay thing, and we didn't know who to call, so we called you because you're gay. I'm like, really?
But then with
I cannot imagine that.
However, if I was to sit and listen to
Jesus,
a straight person up hosting a gay event, I probably would kind of go, God, couldn't they get somebody gay to do this?
But it's a straight organization. It's always like, oh, we got a gay thing. We're doing a gay thing. We just thought you'd want to go.
I see what you're saying.
It's like, why don't you invite me to your straight thing first?
Yes, I gotcha. Yeah.
Why don't you look at me like a person before you look at me as like a token gay person? I hate it. And I want to write back and be like, dude, don't do this. Like, it's not a good look for you. It drives me crazy. And they all do it. Don't do that. Try to look at people as being human before you look at them as like, and put them in your box.
Well, it's, you know,
God.
When Black Lives Matter was you know, really gaining power and gaining their place. And, there was this great piece, and I cannot tell you the piece, I'm sorry, but it just said, I'm a black woman, don't come to me to explain what it's like to be a black person. Mm. It's like, don't come to me, figure it out yourself, like, do some research and figure it out. Like,
yeah.
I get that it has to, you know, you want
for
to
me,
get
it's
a
just
voice.
Offensive, though. It's like, invite that same woman who might be a doctor.
Yes.
You know, on your show. I didn't talk about medical stuff. You're like, oh, no, I'm not going to call her on when we're talking about
medical
stuff.
But
the black
history,
thing,
yeah.
She's a black person, so okay, great.
Yeah, it's a weird...
It's Black History Month, so let's get that black person who also happens to be a doctor. That'll give it some real credibility. Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry.
Now, we got an event.
Well, Janice, first of all, you're eating my organic Luke's lightning bolt.
Why wouldn't you bring the bag of bolts? Are they always half-eaten?
Because they're in my pantry.
No, but what? No, I'm not being mean. I'm very grateful that you bring them. But could you not bring a whole bag?
No, I ate some of it.
On your way here?
No, like the other day. And I didn't have a full bag. You should just be grateful that I brought lightning bolts.
I said right at the beginning, I'm very grateful.
But again, it just isn't enough, is it?
No, not really, because they're almost gone. No, they weren't enough. Absolutely not. Now, is this... Hang on.
Snappy for you. Okay. Have you seen people at the gym hanging chains off the side of a barbell or hanging like kettlebells with bands off the side of a barbell? Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Really? And doing like presses or squats or lunges. It's called OKE, Oscillating Kinetic Energy Training. And what it forces you to do, you're on a stable platform, but you have weights that are not stable, right? So like kettlebells hanging off of a bar, well, not a band, hanging off of a bar, swinging and creating instability. So it forces you to generate more strength and more power.
But isn't the whole point of a barbell uneven anyway? So you're just upping the ante.
No, barbell is not uneven. It has an equal load generally.
Okay.
So think about it. You got a 25-pound plate on one side or a 45-plate on one. You got a 45-pound plate on another. You could do a side load, which a lot of people do, where it's like, and it forces you to stabilize. And that was a real big thing for a while where, like, let's say you do a farmer carrier, you'd have like a lunge with the weight on one side. And I still do
you
it.
You taught me that.
Side
it's
load.
So hard.
But this is like the next step.
Okay.
You can take a barbell and then two of those bands you see at the gym, wrap it through the handle of a kettlebell. Okay. Just like you would with like a dog leash, right? You loop it around the handle and pull it through, right?
Yep.
And then you take the rubber band part and you lace it like over the edges of your barbell.
Okay.
Right? And you can do it on like a squat rack. And then from there, you load up, right? You can put it on your back and then you can do like Bulgarian split squats. You can do lunges. You can do squats. You can do presses. And because the weight is swinging and oscillating and throwing you off balance, it's forcing you to create stability.
I would suggest probably starting light to start.
Well, you got to use a lighter load than you normally would.
Yeah.
Right? So that it's your body adjusts, mm-hmm. but it also really makes you stabilize and slow down. Because I see so many people like rush through their reps. It makes me insane. They like just speed through all their reps and they don't really own the movement. Mm. They're not moving through a full range of motion. They're not slowing down and taking benefit of the eccentric phase or the stretch phase of the exercise. So for example, let's say you got one foot on, the top of your foot is on a bench, right? A workout bench. The other foot is in front of you, flat on the ground. You do a Bulgarian split squat. So the foot that's on top of the bench, that leg, that knee bends down towards the ground, front leg bends.
Yep.
And that's the eccentric phase. Think about it. The muscles are literally stretching as you're strengthening the body. And it forces you to really slow down in the eccentric phase, which maximizes the that particular part of the exercise and really own the movement, sink down, slow down, press up, stabilize. And then you go back to that stuff and it's like easy, night and day. You can add more weight on, you can do jump training in the movement. So it's fun. I'm not saying you should do it all the time, but it's a nice little...
I like that.
Nice little switch up, OKE, Oscillating Kinetic Energy Training.
You know why I like that? Because oftentimes I'll try and destabilize my bottom part instead of my top part.
Don't stand on platforms that are unstable unless you're just having
I do
fun.
That though, Jill. I do
you
that.
Do it if you want to like have fun and work on like stability stuff, but if you're trying to generate power and boost metabolism, in truth you get more power out of a stable platform, creating instability with your body. So, like, let's say hypothetically you're doing a one-legged squat but on a stable ground, mm-hmm. or you're doing a push-up and then, you know, raising one arm, one leg, becoming unstable. But you generate more power off of a stable platform. So
that makes sense, because I always end up falling off the little platform anyway. The disc thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Falling?
The Bosu ball?
That's embarrassing.
Not a Bosu ball. It's like a... It's embarrassing. I do it in the privacy of my own home.
Okay.
It's like a little inflatable... Looks like a little pillow, like this.
That's embarrassing, man. That's...
You know what? I'll show you something embarrassing. Oops.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Please remove your shoe.
Oh, no. What? Really?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone?
Just one?
Nicole.
Does it matter which one?
No. Nicole!
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to send this document for you. Can you give me one second?
My feet are a little hot.
Jake, can you remove your shoe?
Yep.
Well, you know what I like to do?
Does it matter which
one? No, no. Oh, Janice just stuck. No, it doesn't.
I don't know why, but I like to smell my shoes.
No.
You stink ball.
Okay.
I just do.
One
I don't know why.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Does anybody know if they're a supinator, a pronator, or if they have a neutral foot position? Neutral pronation.
I think I am a supinator.
Okay.
Neutral.
You think? Okay. Jake?
I guess I got to go pro.
You think you're a pronator?
Yeah.
Are you neutral, like mild or severe overpronation?
Mild.
Okay. Now, does anybody even know what that means?
Yes.
Nope.
I do.
Okay. Janice, can you tell our audience what that is?
So
don't put the shoe back on, please.
So you either a supinator or a pronator means you either you're walking on the inside
right.
of your shoe or the outside of your shoe.
Yes.
Which one's which?
I'm going to tell you in just a minute.
And then how you can, well, Jill's going to explain how you can tell, but your shoe is indicative because of how it wears.
Yes, Manis!
And it can cause, if you don't get it, and that's why people are, in my personal opinion, people are making far too much money on orthotics, but
yes.
It does help people, but I think it's become a bit of a scam.
But you can just get, I'm not talking about orthotics per se, but you can get a shoe that is for pronators, supinators, people with things, a wide footbed.
A good running
yeah.
shoe place.
And the reason it
you.
Matters is yeah. if you are jogging and running, then your stride over time, if you're running any sort of distance, can cause problems if you're a severe overpronator or you're underpronating, which is supination. So first we're going to figure this out. So everyone, please grab your shoe and turn it over.
Yes, Jillian.
All right. Are you ready?
I have my shoe too. Okay. If you have wear on your outer heel and the outer ball of your foot on your shoe, you are a supinator.
I'm a supinator. I called it. I am so good at this.
Let me see.
Outer ball. I got it.
Hold on. Hang on. Let me see.
Outer ball?
Right here.
Nicole's not wrong.
Well, I also know I have extra bones in my feet that make me walk on the outside of my feet anyway.
What?
I've got bone spurs.
Are you a pterodactyl?
I am not sure what bone spurts mean, but I wish
spur.
I could fly.
Some bone spur.
Yeah, spur.
Oh, I don't know what that
There's
means.
There's no cartilage between my knuckles on my big toe.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Why are you guys such a mess? You're only like 5 years old.
Second I got generation.
That. I had that when I was like 14 and they were going to do surgery and I said no. And then I think it's just like,
see, I'm telling
you. I don't
you.
Know. I just didn't. I just
something
dealt with
in
it.
The food chain. These guys are missing things.
No,
well,
I
that
have
one
extra.
Has extras.
Yeah, well.
Things. All right. So
I might
second.
Need that later.
So Nicole is officially a supinator.
And
I know
a
I'm
genius.
A supinator. Okay. The next one. Do you have? What's the matter?
Bonsai wants to take off Bonsai's shoe. Look, check her claws
yeah,
and find out if she's a supinator
yeah.
or pronator.
Okay, broad wear across the ball of your foot. I know, Bonds. I know. And more like inner heel. Anyone?
Nope.
That's a neutral pronation. You're not neutral, Janice.
I got nowhere.
Well, are those new shoes?
Yeah, mine are They're pretty new.
No, but seriously, you know, on my shoes, if I get anything, I get a little bit on the outside heel.
Supinator, okay. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, but you might not be. Like, you could have, it could also be on the outside heel. So listen, mild overpronation would be the inside ball of your foot and your outer heel.
The inside of your foot and your outer
heel. Inside ball of your foot, right? Like under the big toe. And your outer heel is mild overpronation.
Wow, that's an interesting.
That's what I got. That's exactly what I got.
Okay, so you're a mild overpronator.
Yeah.
Okay, and then inner heel and inner ball of your foot is you're a severe overpronator.
Wow, okay.
What do you news? You don't know.
No, I honestly, I always look at my shoes because I'm into feet. I'm into feet.
I thought she said I'm in defeat. I was like, it's not that bad.
No, because I've had... Because I take care of my feet. Is that your fetish? Not really
it's
my
fetish.
Oh,
you never really talked about what you did in the bedroom. Oh, well,
we
here's the thing.
Now
that I've just helped you identify if you're a supinator, neutral pronator, mild pronator, severe pronator, the next time you buy exercise shoes, now you know what to ask for. You have to tell them and you buy the appropriate shoe. What did you used to do in the bedroom?
Now, wait a minute. Now, Is it a foot thing? Did you talk about the hammer, when this stuff happens, when you start to get a bunion? Because that starts to happen to people, too. I wear a spacer right here every day.
The thing you get when you...
Well, no, because for some reason...
What's a bunion? It's a growth on your toe?
It's when this part...
Yeah.
See, when this part starts to come out more.
Oh.
Right? And for some reason, a lot of women get it from
heels.
And
but you don't wear heels.
I don't. And that's why I was like, why is this happening? I think it's to do with my age a little bit. But I wear a spacer to try and stop the foot from going in. Like there's all kinds of things you can help your feet with.
Oh.
All kinds of spacers and things to set in those yoga toes at night. If you wear the yoga toes, not to sleep, but if you're just sitting watching TV to separate your toes is really good, too.
I don't know about you, but if I sit and watch TV for more than 30 minutes, I fall asleep anyway.
Anyway, was that your thing, the foot fetish
thing? Did I do in bed? No, it's not a foot. I just like to smell my shoes.
Is that what your fetish was?
I don't have a fetish.
No, you remember she said.
I remember she said I used to do things. You said, yeah.
When I had sex.
You said in 2008.
You've done some things.
Yeah, you said so.
But you wouldn't tell us what.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit.
What could be worse than the tampon boot strap thing? Come on now.
No, I'm not gonna talk that kind of talk.
Janice, you
I am not going to share that. That's
Janice,
very
you told
personal.
Us how you had to personally fix a constipation situation. Remember that, guys?
Oh,
you told us about how you would lift in the area with work boots and a tampon.
Well, that was healthy.
Well, then tell us what this is.
No, that's it's way too personal. I share a lot of things on this show. That I'm not sure.
Just give us a theme. Cops and robbers.
No, it wasn't role playing.
Okay.
It wasn't like
feet.
No, it had nothing to do with
whips,
feet.
Chains.
No, it wasn't
high heels.
No, it wasn't hurting anybody.
Fish.
Sweet Mary.
Gerbils.
Goats.
No. No, it wasn't any kind of with animals.
Cheese.
No.
Bacon.
What was it?
Let's just say there was...
Handcuffs.
There was accoutrements involved. That's all I'm saying.
Nipple clamps.
Oh, my God. You know
electric
what? Are you going through all the
electric
things that you
nipples?
Would like?
Electric nipple clamps?
Oh,
yeah, a little
no.
shocking here and there.
No, I think you're being... You know what I think you're
Do
doing?
Do those exist?
Electroshock nipple clamps?
That is your
com?
Thing. Wow. .com. Oh, I'm going to check that. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com. Guidelines. Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less. And a phone number.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye.